SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. More than 20,000 Palestinians have died in Gaza during Israel's war against Hamas. Meanwhile, Israel has vowed to continue the war until Hamas is removed from power in Gaza and all the hostages taken during its October 7th cross-border attack are freed. Also on SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump continues to speak out about the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar him from the state's GOP primary ballot in the state. Mr. Trump says the U.S. Supreme Court must intervene and strike it down.
This one is really a crazy one. And if they ever did that, it would be so bad for this country. You have no idea. And you understand it would be a big problem for the country.
The former president was a guest on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt program. This year's Congress passed few laws, leaving a long to-do list for 2024.
With Republicans taking the House majority, the 118th Congress started with a spectacle.
The House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day.
It took 15 rounds to elect House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It was 10 months before he was ousted, driven out by more conservative members, in part for supporting a resolution to keep the government's finances afloat. After 3 weeks of contention, Mike Johnson of Louisiana won the gavel.
The People's House is back in business.
The Senate and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell seemed frozen too at times.
And a string of
With 27 bills and resolutions signed into law, it's been among the most do-nothing sessions of Congress in recent times. Jennifer King, Washington.
The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellations raise hopes for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 50 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
The popular evangelist is responding to the decision by the pontiff to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "None of us, including the Pope, has the right to bless what God calls sin. So-called blessings from religious leaders won't save you from the judgment of God." Graham urges gay couples and all people to turn to Christ, repent, and accept his free salvation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukrainians will celebrate Christmas on Monday, something they might never have done if not for the Russian invasion. Last year, the Orthodox Church of Ukraine split with the Russian Orthodox Church and declared December 25th to be Christmas. Up until then, Ukrainians use the Orthodox calendar, which puts Christmas on January 7th. Russia continues to use the old calendar, and the Ukrainian church is repudiating all things Russian. This is SRN News. Shots ring out inside a Richmond, Virginia hospital.
It happened early Friday morning. Police say the 27-year-old suspect went to the hospital on his own for a mental health evaluation. Something happened, and they say he pulled a gun and started shooting. One person suffers serious but non-life-threatening injuries. An off-duty police officer fired at the gunman who was not hit. After that, police say the man surrendered. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of prices fell last month, another sign that inflation is easing and consumers should expect to see lower interest rates in 2024. Today's report from the Commerce Department showed that U.S. consumer prices slid 0.1% last month from October and rose 2.6% from November of 2022. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow's ahead by 50 points. The Nasdaq is up by 51. More details at SRNnews.com.